Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. Gotta spread some bad news, though, because Mom Yoga is under attack, and we need to do something about this. So we need to stop the bad guys. So please like, subscribe, comment in the video, and guess what? There's no sponsor today. Just you and me, kitten. So first things first, I am in Orange County, California, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and then Mexico. Okay? Now, San Diego, they say, is the yoga capital of the world. And what they're doing in San Diego is they're starting to say, hey, wait a second. You guys can't come to a park like this and have yoga. You need to get yourself a permit, a business license. You need to conduct yourself in a manner because this could be considered unsafe to do. So here in Orange County, I am at the Montage in Laguna Beach, and just packed, okay? Nice morning class, everybody here having a good time. But what they did at Sunset Cliffs Park, let's start with that one, because it's one of the big ones down there, is that they came out and they started ticketing the people that are conducting the classes. This is absolutely outrageous, guys. This is insanity, okay? It's nuts because this basically, like this one's a volunteer, you know, course, the woman that runs it, you can make donations if you want to. So great. Okay. Business, maybe, you know, call it whatever you want, but this thing is packed. Okay. And even the dog's enjoying it. Look at this dog yoga. Guy's just hanging out. Okay. But park rangers, think about this. Think about the world that we live in today. You have more people coming into this country illegally than we've ever had. We have people sleeping on the streets. We have our veterans that are not being taken care of. And you want to give tickets to Mom Yoga? Come on. Come on. What is wrong with this? Well, let's just think. It's just backwards land. So, you know what's funny? I want to tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, I was in the fourth grade, living in Orange County, California, in a city called Tustin, going to a school called Gwen Foss. Anyways, we had migrants. We had, you know, kids from Vietnam that were brought to us because it was right after the Vietnam War. Okay, that's how young I was. Now, I'm not here to argue the Vietnam War. Don't even waste the keystrokes on it because I support my military, my police, firemen, and everybody. Okay, 100%. But what they did was they brought these four kids to Orange County to live in Orange County and to live amongst us. Now, these kids spoke no English, and I don't remember two of the kids' names, but two of them I do remember, Tuet and Kong, okay? Kind of unforgettable. But they didn't speak a lick of English in the fourth grade. And to make these people, you know, assimilate, hey, you know, I got pegged one day. You got to teach Kong how to play kickball. Kid doesn't speak English. What do I do? Well, so we taught him what the word run meant. Run is this, run. So kick the ball and then you run, okay? Within a couple years, by the time these kids got to junior high, they were fluent in English, okay? But the point is, these kids that were brought here to us, you know what they did? They made them work in the cafeteria, which we didn't know at the time. Hey, that's nice. These kids are volunteering. I think lunch back then, I want to say it was 35 cents. I think milk was a dime type of thing, okay? But you want to get free food? You want to do this? You better work here. That's what they did. Now, they're giving these people thousands of dollars every month. And again, we're not a political channel, but this is insane. I am all about the side hustle. I am all about getting yourself ahead in life by selling more. My son, who just graduated college, is entering the worst job market in 35 years. Now, thank God we've instilled in him that you don't need to work for the man. You need to go out and, you know, set your own destiny and create your own opportunities, which is what he's going to do. And guess what? He'll be a waiter and a food server during that time at high-end restaurants, okay, until he gets himself his path, okay? So he'll be fine. Don't worry about him. The point is that we grew up in a different time. There was an accountability factor that we just don't have. Our politicians hate us. Local politicians hate us. They hate things like this. Are you kidding me? Okay? You want to sit there and you want to criticize this? Come on. Oh, let's, you know what? Let's get the park rangers out here. I guarantee you within a mile of here, there's dozens of people sleeping on the street. And again, what are we doing about that? Nothing. Nothing. El Salvador, the president talked about how crime is down 70% because all the criminals are here. You guys, okay, come on, okay? Our politicians are a joke. The people in San Diego County are ridiculous. You want to find these people? You know, again, people abuse this stuff. I know that. People don't want to have a, you know, they don't want their pristine beaches messed up with this. But again, the pretty people of the world, hanging out, doing yoga, okay? You got a problem with that? What is wrong with you? Now, I understand if you own a, you know, $25 million house in the water and you don't want it obstructed with the sports leagues and the flag football and all that stuff that people are doing, I get it. Get a permit. Plus, you don't want somebody breaking their arm in front of your house. That's what I think. This is kind of different, okay? You know those little cabanas back there? They're not little. Those are $15,000 a night to stay there. So, okay. What are you going to do, guys? What are you going to do? But to give you an idea, I know, I think Tuet became a chiropractor, and I think Kong became an engineer. The point was with that they made these kids work when they got here. It just wasn't free cell phones, free love. There were no cell phones back then. But do you know what I mean? There was nothing like that. There were no free lunch. They didn't get free lunch back then. So they had to work for it, which is insane because today there's no such thing. If I pitched a tent here, you know, they would say, oh, Dan, what are you doing here? You can't do that. You know, drove up here in a nice car, you know, got that, you know, $6 haircut. Come on. Okay. No, but you want to do this. You know what they should do at Sunset Cliffs in San Diego? They should invite the homeless to live out there. That's what I would do. If I was there, I'd invite all the homeless to live on Sunset Cliffs out in front of the rich people. Let's blame the rich people for a minute, not these stupid politicians. Let's blame them, okay? So it's the rich people's fault that all this stuff is going on. Let me know about this, guys. You have a problem with this? You have a problem with the entrepreneurial spirit in this world? What's wrong with you? You know, people complain way too much now. They really do. And I, for one, from my friends to family members to everybody, instill a few things in them. And that your best day was yesterday. Okay? Don't look at today. And definitely don't look at tomorrow. You need to prepare for everything that's going on. If stuff like this is under attack, what's next? Seriously, what's next? They have weaponized politics right now. And it is insane. But to go out and to sit there and to criminalize a business for doing this, this is nuts. It's absolutely insane that they're doing this right now. Now, rules are rules and all that stuff, but what they're trying to say is that this is a safety hazard. It's dangerous, guys. People could get hurt out there. That's soft music and stretching. Wow. Get ready for some, you know, some cramped muscles. You know what I mean? It's nuts. It's nuts. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think. But again, we're being inundated with lunacy right now. The stock market is completely fake. There's not nothing real about it at all right now, but I'm not supposed to look at that. Shh. Baby's sleeping. Be quiet. Shh. Don't say anything. Okay. Everything is nuts, but nothing is real. Remember that. Okay. I want to sit there and criticize a business owner. I am all for this. Okay. And I haven't been out here, what, a month or two, guys, since I've been out here. But to sit there and see that these people are under attack right now is nuts. It just is. It just is. Businesses are having a difficult time right now. Municipalities, cities are having a more difficult time because they don't know how to run a city. They know how to get a paycheck every other week and go home at 5 o'clock at night, but they don't know how to run a business. So what are they going to do? Let's tax everybody. Let's write tickets. Let's criticize. Let's do. What can we do? Let's raise the trash rates. Let's give people more tickets. Come on. When do you sit there and you've had enough? Okay? Seriously. Okay? Let me know what you think about this. And it's a little bit more to cover. Just a quick video today. I know I say that all the time, but this is just a quick video today. Think about this. Here in California, we have a recycling program that's kind of a scam. CRV, California Redemption Value, where they give you 5 cents or 10 cents a bottle that they charge you up front. When you buy a six pack of soda or beer, they charge you for these fees up front. There is a shortfall from money that they've charged people from getting the refund because the recycling programs are not working. There's $820 million that they've collected that they haven't refunded. The idea was that everybody was going to save their bottles and there's going to be massive amounts of refunds. No, not so fast. Everybody hates it. Nobody wants to recycle. Nobody wants to live their life that way and have the trash and the smell and everything in their house. And California now sees that as a real problem. So, you know, here's one for you that I absolutely loved is, you know, if you ever want to do something fun, walk into a restaurant that's crowded or a bar where everybody has their phones out and say, "Hey Siri," and then ask a prompt, "Hey Siri, show Dan's latest video from iAllegedly," and it'll pop up on a bunch of phones. Kind of fun, okay? But the idea with it is that Alexa's losing money for Amazon. So how much do we charge you for Alexa now? How about nothing? I'm not going to pay for Alexa. You know Alexa listens to you 24/7? 24/7, Alexa listens to you, okay? Well, that's nice to know. I'm sure Jeff Bezos and the Weather Girl get off on that. But share your thoughts on that stuff. So, again, would you pay for Siri? Hey, Siri's now going to be $5 a month. Pass. I'm going to pay for Siri. Can I shut Siri off? I'm tired of listening to her. Okay, so let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about all this. And again, these criminals are out here doing yoga. This is what's going to happen next. I'm going to make a prediction. They're not only going to find the operator, but they're going to find the people participating in these classes. They're going to start doing that. And in San Diego, it's just rampant. So let me know what you think. And what do you think about the real estate nightmare and all this other stuff that we're going through? Like I said, just a very quick video today, but I want to finish with two airline stories. Think about this. People right now are getting texts from airlines. People are buying tickets on the internet, and they're getting a text they think is from their airline, or they're searching the name of the airline on the internet, and Google's giving them different phone numbers that are not theirs, and they're scamming people out of money. So you could think you're calling American Airlines, but you're not. And then you're, "Hey, listen, we have a baggage fee, we have this, we have that." You give them your credit card, and guess what? Guess what? It's going to the scammers. Isn't that crazy? The ingenuity of these people is amazing. But you have to go directly to the website or download the app and use the app to communicate with the airlines. And speaking of American Airlines, we're going to end this video with this one. American Airlines, the stewardesses and flight attendants, okay? Let's get politically correct, because you can't say things like manhole covers now and cockpit for a plane. That's sexist. Okay? Come on, guys. You know what I mean? You guys are stupid. Okay? I want to use the R word, but you guys, you know, can't say that. You are. Okay? Anyways, American Airlines, the flight attendants, stewardesses want to strike right now because they want more money. So here's the best thing about this. They just can't walk up. They have to go to their union and have the union approve a strike and then announce a strike date. How about that? Okay? I think the union has a little bit of control over the flight attendants. Why don't you ask them for more money? Please like, subscribe, fight the good fight. Mom yoga is not a crime. Remember that. Mom yoga is not a crime. Okay? Share your thoughts on all this stuff. Let me know what you think. And I'll see you real soon. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And again, if I've offended you, I don't care. How about that? Have a nice day. Okay?